The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name's Angie Schools, and in our business lead story this evening, I'm joined by Ndapewa Hangula, who is the Acting Executive Investments for the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board. Welcome.
Thank you, Angie.
Namibia's emerging oil and gas sector presents significant opportunities to attract investment, strengthen local industries, and create sustainable economic growth. As co-host of the Namibia Oil and Gas Conference and Exhibition, the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board plays a central role in promoting Namibia as an investment destination while supporting local businesses, entrepreneurs, and suppliers to participate in the country's growing oil and gas value chain. This year's conference theme is From Decision to Dividend, Making Namibia's Oil Work for Namibians. From an investment and economic development perspective, what does this theme represent for Namibia's oil and gas sector?
Thank you, Angie, for that question. What this means for Namibia is really that we are moving from exploration to development, hopefully. And what this would then mean is for us to up our game and to prepare and be ready to participate in this sector. This means that Namibians need to be certified to participate and be able to supply and service this industry. We are hoping that FID will be reached in this particular year, and that means that Namibians can then prepare themselves to be the service providers of choice to the operators, because the industry standards are not reducing, but they will be maintained. So as Namibians, we have to be ready for that. And what we have been doing as NIPDB is to really try and prepare the ecosystem to ensure that our young people are informed of what is happening, to be ready to participate, because everybody wants to participate. But can we participate at this point? So as the operators are moving into deploying FID, which is the final investment decision, that means then that we are moving closer to the actual development of these projects. And what this means is that we have been listening or seeing movement in terms of exploration, but now as we are nearing FID, that means that there will be actual activities that would require Namibians to participate in. We have also displayed confidence in that we could receive these large-scale investments as a country, and that is why we have seen last few years that we have received quite a high amount of foreign direct investment, specifically for oil exploration activities. But that phase is closing, and that means that we are moving closer to the oil, and that is why we're talking about dividends. Dividends means that there's actual money that is going to start flowing, and that can, of course, include Namibians. It should actually include Namibians, but it can only happen when we are ready. So the theme for this year's conference is really focused on how do we then ensure that as Namibians, we are ready to participate in this platform. That means that do we have service providers or suppliers that are ready to service this industry? We have traditional sectors such as mining, and we have been servicing these sectors. So Namibians do have capacity. However, with the oil and gas discovery, so within the upstream oil and gas sector, there are high standards of certifications that are required. And we, as the stakeholders organizing this event, is to ensure that we educate and inform and guide our Namibian businesses, especially the smaller businesses, in how they can participate in this sector that is fast approaching.
As Namibia's oil and gas sector continues to attract global attention, how is NIPDB working to ensure that investment translates into tangible opportunities for local businesses, entrepreneurs, and communities?
NIPDB is responsible for the whole of Namibia in terms of promoting investment into the various economic sectors. What we have been doing over the past few years is to engage our local businesses, and even people who didn't have businesses, we have been engaging them to really provide information on how they can participate. We have been facilitating some workshops with industry stakeholders. We have worked with NAMPOA as an association. We have worked with our tertiary institutions, and we have also worked with Petrofund, which is specifically mandated to help develop skills in this particular sector. So we're not only looking at the skills that are required, but we're looking at suppliers or potential service providers that could service these companies. We have had various workshops, as I've mentioned. We have held master classes that we've mentioned. We have days from the actual operators to provide guidance in terms of the programs they offer that could benefit Namibians and help them to certify their companies or their resources or staff, because you have to be certified to provide services in certain areas. But also, more so, how do you identify where you want to play? And that is where we were also working with NAMPOA, as I've mentioned, and that is really to share the industry baseline study that was implemented. And this was to guide on what are the potential gaps that we have in the country in terms of service provision, and how do we then ensure that these gaps are filled by Namibians. This is really real practical sessions that we've held over the past few years. And what we've also done in addition to that is to ensure that we look at how do you, as a potential business person, prepare your company? How do you set up your company? And this is where our MSME department, that is focused on the smaller businesses, provided a lot of guidance to smaller businesses. We had the regional engagements, really providing guidance on how do you set up your business? How do you structure your business? How do you participate? First and foremost, you need to register with BIPA, otherwise you will not be regarded as a formal business. So it's really from that grassroots level to your existing businesses in terms of how do you scale to prepare to participate in this sector? And how do you also package your project, your potential project or potential business for investment should you require technical partners? But because we have seen interest from external service providers who want to come and set up in Namibia. They have worked in countries such as Angola or Nigeria or even outside the continent. But for you to be able to take on a partnership such as this ones, you need to be ready for them. Thus, we focused on really capacitating Namibian businesses and Namibian projects that might participate in this sector.
Mm. Local participation remains a key priority for this year's conference. What progress has Namibia made in preparing local SMEs and entrepreneurs to participate meaningfully in the oil and gas value chain?
Namibia is a country, of course, we've been working on the upstream oil and gas policy, which would be the guiding framework for the sector. However, this is at policy level. What we have seen with the industry stakeholders, especially the local stakeholders, we have been collaborating, and that is really the main purpose of preparing Namibians to participate in the sector. We have also seen the establishment of youth associations that are really trying to drive participation by the youth in these particular sectors. And we have, as NIPDB, participated at these various platforms. We have supported as we could. And it was to, of course, collaborate and form partnerships that are supportive of the ecosystem. What we have also done is NIPDB, as I've mentioned, is to look at what are the gaps in the country in terms of skills, because this is a new sector for the country. As much as it sounds quite exciting, it also comes with a number of challenges, because with new things come new challenges. We needed to educate our youth, or we still need to educate our people. We need to develop in terms of service provision, in terms of service providers to the operators. We needed to develop that space, and we're still developing because it will take a while. But we also needed to know where are our gaps, where are our weaknesses, what do we need to do? And we are quite appreciative of the operators who have provided guidance. They have provided guidance in terms of standards that we need to adhere to as Namibians or as Namibian businesses, and even Namibian skills. So we needed to receive that guidance from the people who have walked that journey. And it has taken a bit of time, but it is working. What we are looking at doing is we have invited various stakeholders from the government side and private sector to come and share updates, especially related to the upstream oil and gas policy. And because that is a policy that is in its finalization stages, and it would be good to attend the event to find out what is actually going to happen next.
This year's conference program introduces supplier workshops and local content pitching sessions. How will these initiatives strengthen the competitiveness of Namibian businesses and connect them with opportunities across the sector?
Those sessions are really carefully put together because we wanted to give Namibians a platform where they can engage directly with potential partners, potential investors, and of course, just also in their fellow industry players in Namibia. And with these, we have been running a number of these sessions with various platforms and, of course, various events. But this one specifically is to give Namibians an opportunity to say, this is what we have as Namibia. We have been operating in various sectors. We have proven that we have capacity to do that. But are we capable of delivering in the oil and gas space, especially in the upstream subsector? And therefore, we are welcoming Namibians with either existing businesses, new businesses that need investment or partnerships. And this is the platform where they can showcase their talents, they can showcase their businesses to potential investors, to potential partners, and really just match the two in terms of Namibian service providers and, of course, the operators and investors who are, of course, going to make use of the Namibian institutions. And this platform was really to showcase the Namibian capacity as well, because we have been running this conference for a few years now, and we have moved from just talking in terms of theory. We are now moving to the practical, where we have actual Namibians who have made investments to establish these businesses, who have made investments to get certified in this space. And now we want to then, of course, match them up with their potential contractors and investors.
Collaboration is at the heart of this year's conference. Mm-hmm. How important are partnerships between government, investors, operators, and local suppliers in ensuring that Namibia's oil resources deliver long-term value for the country?
This is a new space for Namibians, and we need to hold hands as government stakeholders, as private sector stakeholders, and even when we welcome investors from outside, we need to have an understanding that, yes, they are coming to invest in our country, but they are also partners to capacitate us, partners to invest into the country, and of course, partners to get us from point A to B. And therefore, it is quite critical for us to ensure that a partnership is beneficial to all. And that is why when we create these platforms, or when we have these platforms for Namibians, we involve government. We have the official opening that will be done by Her Excellency, our president. And that shows the level of seriousness of government in terms of this space. We have also key private sector participants from Namibia and, of course, outside who are participating on this platform and sharing various insights and introducing various technical aspects of this sector to Namibians. And therefore, we have also opened up the conference to young professionals and students to be more inclusive, because this would require new skills, and we need to expose this. Our young people who are graduating, who have graduated and are sitting at home, that might want to participate in this sector. We have also collaborated or have been doing a lot of consultation with the upstream petroleum unit under the Office of the President. And we have consulted with, of course, it's in partnership with NAMCOR. We have the Economic Association that is driving this conference, and we are really grateful for that. We also have the Shakwa Nyambe operation, which is the legal mind behind a number of conversations. And we are, of course, including universities to make sure that our young people are exposed. But also just to share that as an organizing committee, we have availed a number of free tickets to ensure that there's participation by the various young stakeholders that we want to have at this platform. So the collaboration is not only in terms of participation, but it's also in terms of putting this conference together, ensuring that the program is talking to the need of the Namibian people, and of course to the need of the investors that are coming in. So we are looking at this, or seeing this as a strategic relationship between all the stakeholders that you've mentioned, because only through such strategic and strong collaborations can we really take and exploit the opportunities that come with this sector. Now, we have heard from Her Excellency quite a number of times. We have heard from the various ministers in terms of value addition, beneficiation, and really how Namibian can participate in the various sectors. And we want to replicate this for the oil and gas sector as well. We want to ensure that there is a number of participation, or high number of participation, by Namibians, even if it's around the resource. It doesn't necessarily have to be Namibians going under those deep wells and taking the oil out, but it can be Namibians who are servicing those operators. It can be Namibians who are providing whether it's catering, security, maintenance, and all those services that can be provided by Namibians. And that is why I was mentioning certification, because this is a highly regulated industry and we have to adhere to regulation. And that is part of the conversation to ensure that as Namibians, this is where we need to go. And the good thing is the operators are well aware of this and they have various programs that they offer to Namibians in terms of support. We have the NAMPOA, which is the Association of the Petroleum Operators, who are also providing support to the ecosystem. And yes, to answer you in a nutshell, the strategic partnership is really being looked at from a bird's eye point of view to ensure that we have the right people in the room. We have the right programs for Namibians to ensure that we are not only giving lip service to this, but we are also implementing and getting the right support, especially from government side.
Beyond oil and gas exploration and production, which sectors of Namibia's economy stand to benefit the most from continued investment? And how can these opportunities contribute to broader economic transformation?
In terms of the broader Namibian economy, of course, the oil and gas, as we have witnessed in other countries, it is a catalyst to develop a country. And it can only be a catalyst for development if managed well and supported well. And it can support other industries. We have also been hearing quite a lot from Her Excellency in terms of sustainability for Namibian livelihoods. So job creation is at the top. So regardless of the sector, job creation is at the top of that agenda. But if you look at the National Development Plan, and if you also look at the president's priority sectors that she has highlighted quite a number of times, we have agriculture that is right at the top there. And it's not only towards food security, but it also agriculture is a large scale employer. And we can have many job opportunities that can be created in the agricultural space, especially to feed the operations that are going to be popping up. And we have proven that because we have existing catering companies that are servicing offshore operations by Deep Marine and so forth. So agriculture is one of those sectors that can really benefit from the oil and gas in Namibia. And other sectors are auxiliary because it means that if we need to provide services to the oil and gas sector, we will require suppliers from all sectors. We will require suppliers to cloth the operations, to feed the operations, to secure the operations, to maintain the operations. So this is really across many, many sectors. But I wanted to just mention that agriculture for me remains at the top. And of course, we have other sectors such as education, because we will have to keep developing and building capacity in this space. And of course, this will then enable infrastructure development as well, because without key infrastructures being developed, we might have challenges if we neglect that part.
One of the conference's key objectives is to ensure Namibia's energy growth supports long-term national prosperity. What role does NIPDB play in creating an enabling environment for sustainable investment, local content, and supplier development?
Wow. Okay. So NIPDB cannot do that alone or on its own, because the number of items that you've mentioned there are related to policy. We are not a policy owner. However, what we have been doing since inception is that we have looked at the ecosystem to see how do we support the ecosystem for development. And that is going as far as the regional level consultations with traditional authorities, with local farmers, to ensure that we understand the needs of the people. We have also tried to spread out investment into the regions, because traditionally you would see the investment flowing into Commerce region, into Erongo region, or now for the oil and gas into the Karas region. But we have 11 other regions that we need to support. And therefore, we have been looking at what can be deployed where in terms of investment. And that is what a supportive environment looks like, because when we are receiving investments, we must be ready for it. However, the Ministry of International Relations and Trade is also in the process of finalizing the Namibia Investment Bill, which will then be the guiding framework for investments into the country. And we as NIPDB would, of course, be part of that implementation, or would be leading the implementation of that bill. However, We have been doing or carrying out other programs that are supportive. We've been having public-private platforms where we bring private sector and public sector together to understand what are the constraints that have been experienced in the various sectors. We have also established the skills-focused department that is looking at what are the gaps that we have in the country and how do we engage the ecosystem to ensure that we are producing skills that are responsive to the sectors that are emerging and the incoming investments.
Ndapewa, just a last question. What are you most looking forward to at this year's Namibia Oil and Gas Conference and Exhibition?
I must say for me, it's two things. The one is the masterclasses. Masterclasses are always exciting because there's so much to learn. But what I'm also looking forward to is the pitching sessions. The pitching sessions really brings out the talent that we have, not only in terms of course, selling your project, because it's not a strength that a lot of us have, but just to understand the ideas that went into putting together these projects. It's exciting and innovative projects that we have seen over the years. But we have also included in this program, we have sent out a call for participation for people who might have thought leadership articles that they want to present or presentations focused on this particular sector in the country. And that is also something that I'm looking forward to. It's a bit of an academic session, but academics is there to teach us. And I'm just quite excited to hear and see what we are going to see on the 18th of August.
Ndapewa, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much, Angie.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.